And then finally, the title is a dream at the heart of the work at hand in the centre of activity by the rushing water of Paradise River. What happens to such fantasy? We are poorer for ignoring its presence, although meaning is beyond this stage of the adventure. Enough then that I might rest a while and ponder as the border is crossed invisible in the night, its line a mark in the imagination of kingdoms, in the greed of politicians and usurers, in the desires of martinets and scoundrels, lost by simple chance and ruralist remarks, taken aside and carelessly abandoned. We make our days as such, and night's long smudge deposits sadness like a mirror before you. Reflections tantalize our stare. Place this next to the sadness that drifts like waking in the cool dawn of isolation.